There is a distinction to be made when talking about designating Fort Ord a national monument. It's a plan that does not include all of the former Army base.
The federal government doesn't have the authority to make any kind of designation on where we're walking now.
That's Henrietta Stern. She's the president of Fort Friends, an umbrella organization for several groups with interest in Fort Ord, including horseback riders, mountain bikers, and veterans. Today, she's hiking one of the trails that leads to 7,200 acres of public land managed by the Federal Bureau of Land Management.
When we get to the boundary, then we'll be gazing upon the federal lands that will be part of the National Monument.
That BLM land, together with an area still being cleaned up by the Army, creates nearly 15,000 acres of open space. It's that land that's being targeted for National Monument status.
Presently, if, you know, some minerals were discovered on Fort Ord, there could be mining claims. In the future, some of these lands could be sold off. There could be, you know, extractive uses.
Stern is referring to the BLM's practice of leasing out the mineral rights underneath some federal land to private companies. The BLM's Aaron Curtis explains.
Companies come in and actually extract the resource and sell it, and they pay the American people a royalty to do that. And so all BLM lands are essentially available for that unless they are specifically withdrawn.
The current management plan for Fort Ord protects the land from leasing, but that plan is reassessed about every 15 years. Curtis says she doesn't know exactly what would happen if the Fort Ord lands became a national monument, but in the past, such a designation provided permanent protection.
Most of the time when lands are designated for these kinds of purposes, conservation purposes, they would be withdrawn from those regulations. They would no longer be available for potential leasing.
Congressman Sam Farr says it's a level of protection that would fit the needs of the area.
What we want is the highest category of protection, which would allow us to still have events like the Sea Otter Classic, allow people to horseback ride and ride bicycles, and once in a while get in with a motorized vehicle to do cleanup or unexploded ordnance work or whatever.
And, as it turns out, it's a level of protection that doesn't have to go through Congress. It can happen with a presidential declaration. Nearly every president since Roosevelt has created national monuments, and right now, Congressman Farr says that's what he'll be working toward.
You know, raising the debt limit and things like that. You saw what kind of battles we've had. I don't know. But of all the things that are doable right now, this seems like possible, very possible.
Morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Back on the trail, Henrietta Stern says the Fort Friends groups are organizing letter writing campaigns, and she's headed to Washington, D.C. to advocate for the designation.
As far as I'm concerned, this is a no-brainer. I mean, there's extensive community support.
She says creating a Fort Ord National Monument is a way to address the habitat value of the land, recreation value, and honor its military legacy. Chris Stallman's on KAZU News.